We are back, ladies and gentlemen, for this June the 14th, 2008 edition of the Liberty Hour. I am one of your hosts, Mark Glenn, the American Free Press newspaper, and along with me is my very good friend, hopefully at the other end of this phone line, Phil Turney, survivor of the USS Liberty. Want to thank everybody last week for participating in what turned out to be, I think, a really great show. In particular, two of the other survivors, Gary Brummett and Ron Kuchel, as well as your calls. We got some good news this week in that the Liberty Hour has jumped from about 500 listeners a week to about 8,000 listeners a day. And by that, I mean the number of people who are going and downloading the archive programs to listen to them. I'm not patting myself on the back as much as I am rejoicing in the fact that finally this discussion, after 41 long years, is finally taking place. That's the good news for today. The bad news, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have lost a very important person, really, in many ways, a man who kicked open a very big door in bringing the truth about what happened to the Liberty to the world, and that was Captain Ward Boston. Phil and I just got word this morning that he passed away yesterday. For those of you who do not know who Captain Boston is or was, he was the individual who was personally ordered by the White House to rule that the attack on the Liberty, June 8, 1967, was a case of mistaken identity. And about 5, 6 years ago, Captain Boston came forward and admitted that he had been ordered to rule that the attack was a cover-up. I'm sorry, that the whole thing was a cover-up, and that all of the evidence indicating that Israel indeed knew that the Liberty was a U.S. ship, and all of the other pieces of evidence that would easily pointed to the fact that this could not have been a case of mistaken identity, that these were all withheld from the official record. So Captain Boston, of course, I had the honor of interviewing him last year. In fact, I think the first piece that I wrote for American Free Press on the Liberty, I wrote about Captain Boston and about his coming forward and admitting that he had reluctantly, been a part of this cover-up. Phil, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Mark. very sad to hear about Captain Boston. Great man, a great Navy hero that came out in the later years of his life and basically spilled his guts. He couldn't hold it inside of him anymore, and I'm sure he was browbeated by Admiral McCain to the point of no end to get this cover-up underway as to hide the real and honest truth about what happened aboard the USS Liberty and why, June 8, 1967. My heart goes out to the families of Ward Boston, his friends. I know he had many, many friends. It's a great loss to them and to the United States Navy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Phil, when I was interviewing Captain Boston last year, I was struck not so much about the things that he was saying concerning what happened to you guys 40 years ago, what was 40 years ago at the time I was interviewing him, but also what was taking place today and what is going to take place tomorrow if the major changes are not made. And we'll go into this a little bit more when we come back from the break. Everybody stay tuned. We will be back in three. You won't want to miss this show, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states 4 times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, North City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for the first hour of the Liberty Hour, which in actuality is a two-hour radio show with my co-host, Mark Lynn from American Free Press, and of course my name is Phil Turney, survivor of the USS Liberty, and I always like to add that when I'm on the air or any time that I speak about the USS Liberty, I do it as a survivor, and I do not represent the USS Liberty Veterans Association or any other entity. And I wanted to start off a little bit more with Ward Boston. Mark, I know you had a very in-depth and interesting interview with him, and I know the Liberty crew was very, very happy that Ward Boston came out and finally told the truth. This had been eating on this man for so many years. And when the scuttlebutt, or when the lies started coming out, and he got wind of them, it was more than he could take. And even though he said that, hey, he was ordered as a Navy man and you follow orders, and he was high up in the ranks. He was a captain. And that is it's a hard rank to attain, but he did. But he was a man that followed orders. But deep in his heart, those orders had to be overcome by his own emotion and his own guilt for not telling the truth when it should have been told years back. And that goes for Isaac Kidd to John McCain to the President of the United States, McNamara, and everybody else. And, you know, Mark, if you look back in the last 41 years, the lies have not only gotten longer, they're more frequent when it comes to the government of Israel. Now, we had Jimmy Carter, our former president, in the Middle East several weeks back. It could have been 3 weeks back. And he outed Israel on the nukes. Well, everybody in the world knew they had nukes. And if it's 150 or 500, it's way too many. And he got chastised not only by the government of Israel, but the current administration, the Bush administration. Now, for in God's name, why would a sitting president chastise another president for telling the truth that is beyond me? But the only other reason, the only reason that there is because Israel is protected. They're in the bubble, and that bubble cannot be busted by any government, especially the United States government, because they will make that bubble even stronger to protect that little piece of land over there where people are on a daily basis treated like dogs. Mark, I know you have a lot of stuff in front of you. I wanted to get this out, but my heart goes out, as I know the as it does to the, from the rest of the crew of the USS Liberty, to Ward Boston and his family and friends, as I said before, and may he rest in peace. And he rest in peace as a hero in my mind now, coming out, and God bless him. And someday when my day comes, whenever it may be, I would hope to meet this man in heaven.
Absolutely, Phil. You know, when I was interviewing him, I had to be careful about the kinds of questions that I was asking because I did not want him to think that I was in any way adversarial towards him. You know, I wanted him to just basically spill his guts. But I did ask him, you know, I said, Captain Boston, you know, it's 35 years later. Why have you decided to do this now? Why did you not do it earlier? And his response to me was very simple and very succinct. And he said, son, I spent 2 years as a special agent in the FBI and over 30 years in the military. And if it's one thing I learned through all of this, it's that when you get an order, you say yes, sir, and you carry it out without asking any questions. Now, you know, we run into a lot of people who, you know, with good reason, you know, they say, why can't these people just stand up at the moment that they're given an illegal order and you know, take the high road? Well, it's very easy to say that, you see, but for anybody who has spent any time in the military, you know, they don't want free thinkers in the military. They don't, you know, when you go through boot camp, you're not taught how to think independently or whatever. You are taught to obey orders. Now this, I'm not saying that this is good, I'm not saying that this is bad, I'm just saying that it is. A military cannot function without people who are willing and able to obey orders, and I hate to even use this word, but it is the truth, obey orders blindly. You see, you cannot manage a war without discipline, especially on the battlefield, because all order breaks down on the battlefield when bombs are going off and bullets are flying everywhere. And so you have to have men who are going to salute, and they're going to do what they're told. Now, this is just what you would call one of the casualties of war, is the fact that the good men oftentimes are put in positions where they have to do bad things. And it is because of the discipline and the training that they have received. Now, I heard a lot from a lot of people after this article that I wrote interviewing Captain Boston was published. They said, why is he coming out now? You know, he should have said something 35 years ago and whatnot. And I understand their feelings on it, but at the same time, you know, in giving giving a little bit of slack to this man. It's easy for, it's easy for people on the outside to say this who have not spent a lot of time in the military. And so, and also too, keep in mind that Captain Boston, served at a time when, you know, people still had good reason, fairly good reason, to trust in their government. We didn't have the kind of corruption, and the kind of, treason taking place in our government at this particular time in 1967 as we do now. Now, granted, I know we had Johnson and we had McNamara, but it was not as blatant. The treason was not as out in the open as it is now. And so I guess what I'm saying here is that as we remember what this man did in coming out and telling the truth, even if it was 35 years later, you know, he deserves the credit for doing that. You know, in interviewing him, I said, well, what was it that finally made you decide to do this? And he said, when that rat, that was the word that he used, when that rat, Judge J. Crystal, came out with that book, basically lying through his teeth from top to bottom about everything involved with the attack on the Liberty, he said there was no way that I was going to let this thing stand and deprive these men, these men who survived that attack, deprive them of having somebody come forward with really what was a an incalculable gem of truth. You see, Boston coming forward and saying, listen, I was in the thick of this thing, and I can tell you point blank that I was ordered by the highest authority in the United States government to participate in this cover-up. So him saying that versus Phil Turney saying it has a lot more weight to it. And interestingly enough, another thing that he told me in the interview was that when he had gone to Israel and seen what Israel was really like, this is what changed his perception of what the Jewish state was all about. Now, he, like most people in this country, he had been given this picture of what Israel was like. It was this model society and hardworking people, you know, tilling the land and making the desert bloom and all the rest of that. Now, this is what he had to say about his time in Israel. Quote, it was his visit to Israel some years back that clinched it for this man in terms of his feelings for the great experiment in Jewish self-rule. Quote, the way they treat the Arabs is unconscionable. You go into Israel, into the only places where they allow the tourists, and it's the picture of paradise, just as the Soviets used to do. Then you take a detour off the approved itinerary, and you see what it is really like. The poverty, the misery, the abuse, Arab kids being gunned down in broad daylight. It's worse than South Africa. Only a person with ice water in his veins could see the way that the Arabs are treated and not be outraged. So it was seeing this, it was seeing the true face of this that really clinched it for him, and made him realize that as an American and as a Christian, he could not reconcile these two ideas and make them compatible with each other. The idea of being a Christian where you're supposed to be offended by injustice, that, you know, and to speak up for the defenseless, and yet at the same time be a supporter of what is taking place over there. And so and equally interesting too is the fact that he had very dire predictions about what was going to take place, not just about what had happened, but what was going on at that moment and what was going to take place later. He, well, there's the music saying that we're going to a break, so we will pick this up after the break, as well as your calls. Everyone stay tuned. Our call-in number, of course, is 800-313-9443. We'd love to hear from you today. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, for this June 14th, 2008 edition of the Liberty Hour. I am one of your hosts, Mark Glenn, American Free Press newspaper. Along with me is my good friend, comrade in arms, Phil Turney, survivor of the USS Liberty. Phil, we were, of course, talking about the death of Captain Ward Boston, and I was busy quoting some of the things that he told me in an interview I conducted with him about a year ago this time, talking about the fact that he witnessed this cover-up. He was ordered to basically facilitate this cover-up about what happened to you and your crewmates. And but he has some very disturbing things to say about the future as well. One of which was him talking about the fact that our defense and intelligence establishments have been infested with Israeli spies. His words to that effect were, quote, "They lie about everything. You can't believe a word they say. They've completely infested the entire intelligence and defense apparatus of the United States. Pearl, Feith, Wolfowitz, and all the rest of them, they're spies for Israel, every damned one of them." He said, "Just consider the five guys who were arrested after 9/11, cheering and celebrating, and then afterwards we come to find out that they were Mossad, and then they get sent back to Israel. They knew all about it, and yet our government, the government I worked for most of my life, did nothing about it. Can you imagine if these guys were Arabs? It's been the same thing ever since 1967. Protect Israel, protect Israel. In the meantime, our boys are dying over there, and those who don't die are coming back here with all sorts of problems, both physical and psychological. In talking about the future and asking about an attack on Iran, he said if either they, meaning Israel, or the U.S. launches a war against Iran, it will be the beginning of the end. Armageddon, you'll have Muslims pouring into the area from all over the world, and no army will be able to stop them. They will tear Israel and the Americans to pieces. So these things, coming from a man who basically worked in the belly of the beast, these are not very promising things for the future. Would you agree, Phil?
Oh, absolutely. I'd agree, Mark. And you know, with Captain Ward Boston being silent for so many years, you know, you can go right back to the Liberty crew, and 90% of the guys that have come out of the closet as such did it about 20 years after the fact because of the treatment we got by our government of keep the word of silence or we would end up in prison or worse. Now, of course, everybody knew what worse meant. That would be, you know, the dirt nap forever. So, yeah, I can understand why Boston would stay quiet, and but he finally did break his silence, and God bless him for that. But you have to understand, and I know you do more than probably most people, Mark, the United States government put tremendous pressure on the crew to keep silent after seeing our own shipmates being summarily executed by a supposed ally, the government of Israel. And not one word ever has come out other than the fact that they say it was a mistaken identity, They paid $13 million. Well, big deal. The ship alone was worth $40 million. And then they doled out a few dollars to everybody else. They doled out $250 to me, and that's basically what most of the crew got, is a couple hundred to 250. So, I can understand why Ward Boston would keep silent. But again, we have to remember him in the later years coming out as a true American hero and speaking the truth. And I'm very, very glad that you got that interview, because that will stay in that will stay forever. And we can always quote those words.
Absolutely. And I guess in closing on this topic, Phil, you and I think you'll be in agreement with me on this, that we would just ask that everybody out there listening to this program pray for the repose of his soul, pray for his family, who obviously they are suffering terribly right now at their loss. And, you know, if there's any lesson that can be learned from this, it's never too late to do the right thing. You know, we think about when Jesus was hanging on the cross, and next to him was, you know, these two thieves, and one of these thieves was berating Jesus and mocking him the way that everybody else on the ground had been, but the other thief told his partner in crime to shut up. Jesus was an innocent man and didn't deserve what was being done to him, and he asked Jesus, he said, whatever kingdom you are coming into after you die, please remember me when you get there. And Jesus said to him, I assure you that on this day you will be with me in paradise. So the lesson of the story obviously is it's never too late to do the right thing. Miracles happen all the time, and that's why we have to do what we can to try to right this wrong and take back our country. There's the music. We're going to a break. We'll be back in just a few, along with your phone calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, North City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gentlemen, to the second half of the Liberty Hour, starting off with Mark Glenn and Phil Turney. Mark, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Mark, I also wanted to bring up one point about another true American hero. Admiral Merlin Starring originally got the Board of Inquiry from Captain Ward Boston, and at that point, Admiral Starring had a great deal of difficulty with that document, trying to put it to a logical conclusion, which he could not do. And he refused at that time, and he was also a Navy captain, he refused at that time to sign off on it, and it infuriated Admiral McCain Jr. so much that they immediately, Ward Boston was ordered to take that document away from Merlin Starring, and then it was eventually signed off by Starring and Admiral Isaac Kidd. Admiral Starring, well, Captain Starring at the time, went on to become the chief legal counsel for the United States Navy. He was a judge, advocate general. And this great man has come out in many, many appearances and times and told what he thought about what went on and why and the cover-up and so on and so forth. And thank God this man is still living. I know he's, I believe he's in his 90s now, and he's still speaking out on the Liberty, and he belongs to the Liberty Alliance, a part of the USS Liberty Veterans Association. But we do have many great men out there, along with the survivors that are trying to get the truth out, along with you, American Free Press, other people that we have done radio shows with, too many to count. But if we all pull together, we can make a difference in this world. And, you know, the part that has to be brought out is that no one should be allowed to get by with cold-blooded, premeditated executions of American sailors and Marines and civilians on the high seas. I don't care if it's Israel or if it's a speedboat from Bermuda. Nobody should be allowed to murder Americans. Nobody.
Absolutely, Phil. And as you and I have tried to point out on this program regularly, it's not just the past that matters in this. It is the present and the future. Now, I came across some very disturbing news stories this week that I thought, you know, would be a good way of introducing this theme to the American people. Now, I'm going to start off with this story here that appeared in Israeli newspapers, and it tells the story of how this 60-year-old woman, Palestinian woman, was beaten nearly to death by four Jews while she was tending her sheep on her own property. Now, of course, you know, you're going to have people out there saying, well, what does this have to do with anything, blah, blah, blah. Well, we are at war right now. We have lost over 4,000 of our men and women. We lost 3,000 people on 9/11. We have our troops coming back. They're either mentally sick with post-traumatic stress disorder or they're physically sick with depleted uranium poisoning. We're about to get involved in a war against Iran. We're about to get involved in a war against Syria. John McCain wants to take on Russia and China. The price of gasoline has broken $4 a gallon for the national average, and some experts now are predicting that oil is going to go to $250 a barrel. When we were attacked on 9/11, oil was $25 a barrel. Okay? People are going broke. They're losing their homes. They're using their credit cards to buy food. And all of this stems from the story that I introduced this discussion with. The fact that this innocent old woman is out tending her sheep on her own land in the West Bank. And these thugs with hoods over their faces as if they were members of the Klan coming to execute a lynching, beat this woman nearly to death with baseball bats. Now, this kind of thing, the only reason that any attention was being paid to it by the mainstream media is because there were some people there who caught it on video, okay? This has been going on for over 60 years. Every week, a child is gunned down. Every week, a mother has a baby in her arms, has its brains blown out by an Israeli soldier or by an Israeli settler. This is the reason why we here in America, whether it's in Colorado or Massachusetts or Idaho or Alaska or wherever, this is the reason why we have lost our country, because we have got a small group of thugs who think that they have the right to do to lesser beings whatever they want, even beating an old woman nearly to death. I was reading an article that appeared on CNN's Money page that says that this war, by the time it's over, could cost us as much as $3 trillion when we factor in not just the cost of the war itself, but all of the after effects, the fact that we have soldiers coming back who need all kinds of medical treatment. The fact that they're coming home and they're finding that their houses have gone into foreclosure. The fact that they're coming home and they can't find jobs because our job market is so poor. All of this blood, sweat, and tears, us losing our national treasure, and I don't mean our money. I'm talking about our young people and our freedoms. All of this because of one tiny group of people who have embraced this irrational idea that they are God's chosen people and that they can do whatever the hell they want to anybody else. Now, the question that I'm asking all of you out there, is it worth it, ladies and gentlemen? Is it worth the fact that you're losing your, no, you're not losing your freedoms, you have lost your freedoms? Is it worth it that you're paying $4 a gallon for gas? Is it worth it that you're going broke just trying to feed yourself and to stay on top of your mortgage? Well, listen, as much as we would like to all blame George Bush and Dick Cheney, keep in mind that if Al Gore had been elected in 2000, we would still be in the same situation. It doesn't matter which wing of the bird is in power, whether it's the right wing or the left wing, okay? As much as we would like to blame them, and they certainly do deserve quite a bit of the blame, the cause of this infection that is destroying our country is our attachment to this gangster nation that allows its citizens to beat grandmothers nearly to death with baseball bats. So I ask you, is it worth it? Is this the kind of thing that you want to lose your freedom and your fortunes to? We're not supposed to be like this, ladies and gentlemen. We're not supposed to be like this. Phil, we've already got callers coming up. Should we bring them up?
Yeah, I just want to add one thing right quick, Mark, and then we can. You're so dead on and correct about your last analysis, and I was very interested when you were talking about the gas prices. Mark, if it wasn't for our passion and attachment to Israel and our war in Iraq, you know, they can't beat us militarily, but they can beat us in the pocketbook. If we think $4 a gallon of gas is a lot now, wait another 6 months, and it'll be twice that. Now, I don't care how much money people make. Of course, millionaires is not going to bother them, but the regular Joes, like most of us, it just hurts deeply. I mean, you can't do what you want to do or whatever. And it all goes back to Israel. Whatever Israel wants, Israel gets, and they could care less what we pay for gas, because they certainly aren't giving back the millions of dollars that we give them every day to help us. I haven't seen any refund checks coming from Israel to help the flood the people that are flooded out in Iowa and Kansas and the tornadoes that are killing people. I haven't seen any money come back from that country. And I doubt if we ever will. With that being said, Mark, yeah, let's bring up some callers and get their ideas and their good views, as they always do.
All right, let's bring up Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Mr. Attorney.
Morning.
I called in right away, Mark, because I'm listening on my cell phone because my computer's down. I'm trying to get it squared away. Mark, I don't mean to disrespect all the gangbangers all out across the country, all across the America. You know, I know all these gangbangers are very proud of their crews, but in my humble opinion, Mark, I think you've got the best crew in America.
Well, I'm just part of the crew. Don't put me in charge. The only country I want to be king of is the Glenn family up here in North Idaho. So, but I appreciate your comments, Dave.
Yeah, you know what? I've had something very, very serious on my heart lately, but I don't know if this is the best show to bring it up on or whether I should maybe wait for Michael Collins Piper's show. But maybe I'll stick with the humor here for a couple of more minutes, maybe. But, you know, I was out in my truck, you know, a week or two ago. Actually, it was about a month ago. I've actually been meaning to bring this up, but there was more serious stuff to talk about, I think, Mark, when I called in some of the previous shows. But, you know, I'm out there in my truck, and that old song came on. I don't know if you guys remember it, but remember that song, Lola? And it kind of goes like this. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets.
Exactly. And I think that was Eric Clapton. Was it Eric Clapton?
I don't think it was ever Clapton. But that, it rings a bell, though, how that song, Whatever Lola Wants, Lola Gets.
Right, and that is the situation we're dealing here with Israel. Whatever she wants, even if it bankrupts our country and makes us hated around the world by everyone, whatever Israel wants, Israel gets. And really, this is the lesson that people have got to learn. When you're dealing with somebody who's not content with their slice of the pie, but rather they want the whole thing for themselves, you're in a losing situation there. You're in a losing situation, so you're better off just getting out.
Yeah, because I was out there, Mark, and I just started laughing like hell, and I couldn't help but think of Mr. Turney, you know, whatever Israel wants, Israel gets, and I'm listening to this, whatever Lola wants, Lola gets, and everything. Then I was thinking it might be hilarious to almost have that as some bumper music on your show, you know?
Well, that's not a bad idea. We'll have to talk with some of the producers there and see if they can do that. Is there anything else that you got, Dave?
Yeah, maybe Mr. Turney could write a sequel to your book, Mark, No Beauty in the Beast, Lola Without Her Mascara, or something, you know?
Dave, you have anything else?
I guess not, Mark. I'll just kind of keep it on a humorous note there, and we can hear from some of the other callers, because they're all part of America's favorite crew, too.
All right. Well, it's good to hear from you, Dave, as always.
God bless you, Mr. Turney.
God bless you, Dave, and thanks for calling in. And I might want to say there's one thing we do get from Israel, Mark and Dave, is that Israel is kind enough to send us a lot of spies over here. They're crawling out of the woodwork, and it seems like every time they catch one, another one pops up, and then you never hear about them again. What's going on with that?
Well, as usual, the boogeyman is the Arab, the Muslim. It's not the Jews, it's not Israel, it's not the Zionists. Despite the fact that, as Captain Wood Boston said, our entire defense and intelligence apparatus are infested with these spies, we have to worry more about these illiterate the cave dwellers in Afghanistan and other places like that. And it's just another application of the Mossad's motto, which is by way of deception, thou shalt do war. So I haven't heard anything about the latest Israeli spy, although there was some gloating that took place in an article that was written in last week's Washington Jewish News. They were gloating about the fact that the AIPAC spy case, where classified information was passed from Pentagon analyst Larry Franklin to the top two AIPAC operatives, Wiseman and Rosen, and the fact that because of a well-orchestrated campaign of blackmail and bribery, the case basically has gone into limbo now and is probably not going to be heard. This newspaper, Washington Jewish News, was gloating over the fact that not only will the case not be heard, that these two spies are going to basically be let go, but also because of the fact that the publicity surrounding this thing led to all kinds of donations flooding into AIPAC's coffers, to the point where one AIPAC representative was quoted recently saying, "We've got more money than we know what to do with."
You know, Mark, you make an excellent point there, and I look at it as this, with those type of people and what they're doing. It would be like your brother, who you trust so much. You open up your arms and you bring him into your home, and then he tries to sleep with your wife. And then you're supposed to just shuck it off and grin and everything's okay. Well, these people are doing worse than trying to sleep with our wives. They're trying to destroy and ruin our country. And if we don't take back our country soon, we will never, ever, ever get it back. And it is time that the people rise up and get their voices going, get their pens out, and demand that these individuals be tried as spies that they are and be treated the same way as the Rosenbergs were back in the 50s.
Absolutely. Let's bring up some more callers here, Phil. We've got Byron in Canada. Byron, come on up.
Hey, this is to Phil. You know, Phil.
Hey, Byron, hold that thought. Yeah, we've got the music for the break, so just hold that thought. We'll be back in 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go away.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 5 minutes of the first hour of today's program. I just want to read a quote here, Phil, before we bring Byron back up, talking about the Palestinian woman who was nearly beaten to death by these four nice Jewish boys from one of the West Bank settler towns. She said, quote, they don't want us to stay on our land, but we won't leave. We'll die here. It's ours. Now, I ask anybody out there with any sort of decency, what is wrong with this? If your land were invaded, if America were invaded today by some group of religious nuts who claim that their God told them that the United States belongs to them, and they can point to their book, passages in their book that say that they that their God favors them above everybody else, and that they're going to take your land, and if you don't give it to them, they're going to kill you, rape your wife and your children, and then kill them. Who in this country wouldn't fight back? You want to know why there's violence in the Middle East? This story that we just recounted to you today is a perfect example about as to why all of this unrest is taking place. Let's bring Byron back up. Byron, go ahead with your comments.
Yes. Well, I hope I don't piss you guys off too much today, but I'm going to try. Phil, I want to ask you a question. Do you believe in the Holocaust? Do you believe the Holocaust took place?
I'm sorry, Byron, I can't hear you.
I said, do you believe that the Holocaust took place?
Do I believe that the Holocaust took place?
Yeah.
That's a very difficult question to answer. I do believe that something did happen, but I think it is overblown.
Well, okay, but you think there was some atrocities probably did take place, and I do too. I believe there was atrocities. But, you know, according to your thinking that soldiers, and I've never been in a service. I want to tell you that right off the front there. I've never been in there. But, you know, these German soldiers, they were probably just following orders, right?
Absolutely.
So there should have been no prosecutions of these guys, right? According to your thinking that soldiers, they just follow orders and, you know, do what they're told. The Germans should have never been persecuted or prosecuted for any of these crimes, right?
Well, if that was the case, Nuremberg would have never taken place.
Well, according to you, though, the soldiers are supposed to follow orders. So the Germans, they were following their officers, and the officers were following their command, who, I don't know what the Germans would have. It'd be like Rumsfeld and Cheney and Bush. So there should have never been no prosecutions of these people, right?
Well, Byron, you have to also understand who was behind these trials and why they were taking place is because of the people they supposedly killed.
Yeah. Well,
somebody else, I don't think he would have had those trials.
Yeah. Well, my point is, this is a terrible, terrible incident that you were involved in. Was that the only action that you seen during your service?
Only accident?
Action. Did you ever see any other military action besides what happened to you on that day?
I did two tours of duty in Vietnam, but I was aboard a United States Navy vessel.
Well, I don't think that. So you never probably seen a whole lot of action then sitting on your Navy ships, then, right?
Well, 2 hours of continuous action. Yeah, I think that's enough for a lifetime for me.
Yeah. Well, my point being is this. Okay, can I just make my last point after?
Yeah, just hang on, Byron. We'll bring you up after the break, and you can finish your thought. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back in 3 minutes for the second hour of this week's Liberty Hour. Stay tuned.
All you men out there.